Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, competition is a good thing. It's good for the consumer because it helps keep prices down, but it's also good for the business person. And if you're the business person that's being competed against, well, you may find that uncomfortable, but what it helps you do is it helps you absolutely and totally improve your business. It's either compete or go out of business. It's either change what you're doing or go out of business. Does your business come across as old and tired? Have you changed your concept? Let me give you an example. The grocery industry is going through some really massive changes. There's some very big players now that are in the grocery business that are taking over, building stores, competing with everyone. There are mergers going on, one company buying another company. So what happens to the companies that aren't merging? What happens to the grocery chains that might have 500 or 1,000 stores? And the big kids come to town, and they're going to play the big game, and they're going to go after them. Walk into your local grocery store and see what's happening. The local grocery store is competing. What are they doing? They're making an assortment of prepared foods that are absolutely incredible. So you walk in the store, you look at them, and you say, I want some of that coleslaw. I want that potato salad. Oh, my goodness, look at that roast beef sitting there. It just looks so fantastic. It makes you want to come back. They're remodeling their stores. They're updating their stores. They're looking for new concepts. They're changing the lighting to make it more inviting. They're thinking through product placement, where they place things, how it's going to be most inviting. So a grocery store is no longer a place where you buy groceries. It's a place where you do many things. Some of them have banks. Some of them have even cleaners. Some of them have eye care places that you go and get your eyes examined. But the goal is to make the store inviting, to show the produce as you walk in the door, how the beautiful colors and how it's stacked properly. And why are they making all these changes and why are they getting away from old, tired concepts? Because they want your business. Because they want to be in a position where they can get your business and they don't let the competition take you away from them. Because once that happens, it's hard to get the momentum back. So think about that concept. Grocery business is changing. The big players are coming to town. The people that want to stay in business have to do something about it. So they have to update their concepts and their understanding of what their customers want and need. What are you doing to change your concept of your business so that you don't present yourself as being old and tired? Are you creating new marketing materials? Are you creating new products? Are you training your salespeople? Are you out there seeing what the competition is doing? Are you making your business interesting, exciting? Are you in a position where you're making it easy for people to do business with you? I can't tell you how many businesses I've talked to that make it hard for the customer or client to do business with them. And then what happens? Somebody walks into the customer's office and they present something to them, and they're going to make it easy for them to do business. They switch in a minute. You know, there was an article recently done about customer loyalty where customer and brand loyalty is not what it once was. People are willing to switch. People are willing to change a product or a company. You have to become new again. You have to walk into your business like it's the first day. This is the first day of your business. You have to look at your business and say to yourself, if I was starting this business today, what would I do? How would I change it? Do I understand what my customers or clients want and need? Have I talked to them? Have I been paying attention to the marketplace? Or am I just going along every single day and it's just really difficult to come to work in the morning because I just am bored and I'm doing the same thing and I'm going to hang out here until I retire? You can't do that. Competition is great today. You are not the only one in your business. Unless you have a proprietary patent, the competition is coming after you. So get rid of those old, tired concepts. Change them. Get some new thinking. Become more successful and more profitable. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.